Hey, welcome family. And I want you to come on in. We are going to have a great episode. I am your coach, Jerry, and we're going to be discussing a great topic tonight. But before we do that, I want you to make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Don't forget to do that. Make sure you do that before we get right into it. Now that you've done that, hopefully you are still doing that. Let's get into a topic. And we are pretty much going to be continuing what we discussed last week, which we talked about adaptogens and how they can pretty much help you to adapt to stressful situations. And with that, we talked about different types of herbs that can function as beneficial adaptogens. But we're also going to keep that going in the same line of stress. We're going to be talking about sodium and how sodium and stress have a unique relationship. And so I want you to think about, you know, your sodium intake, think about stress, and think about have you ever noticed anything with the two, you know, as it relates to your health. And so off the back, I want to discuss two things. One is salt and sodium. Now, both sound like they are the same, but there is a slight difference. And the difference is when you have sodium, this is composed of, this is composed of sodium and chloride. So I believe it's about 40% sodium, 60% chloride, that actually goes into salt. Now, when it comes to salt, this is typically known as table salt that we may consume. So you likely see it in a restaurant. You probably have the container in your kitchen cabinet. May not use that much. You could use that much, but at least you know that there is salt. And when it comes down to it, many people don't really think about how much salt am I consuming. Is this bad for me? Because what happens is consuming salt may be good up to a point until you start to experience the health issues, and that's not good. And so let's really dive into, you know, sodium and stress. So one thing I will say about sodium, I know many people talk about it is bad for you, but when sodium is consumed in the proper amount or proper intake, I want you to at least note what I am saying. It can be beneficial, and it does provide benefits for the body. It helps to regulate a body temperature. And it even helps to just provide just good stabilization in the body. Again, once you take the proper amounts of sodium. And one thing about it that you may not have realized is that in a lot of foods, when you think about vegetables, you think about fruits, even some whole grains, definitely meats, do contain sodium. Now, the sodium is naturally occurring, which means you don't have to add it. It is already occurring. So even when it comes to plants, if you did not know, sodium naturally occurs. Now, the thing about that is that the sodium that occurs is usually going to be less than 100 milligrams. So it's nowhere near the intake that you may get from a processed food, or even if you were to add salt to your meal. So that is something to keep in mind, is that sodium is present in food in small quantities. And that helps, again, your body to maintain just good balance, especially when it comes to your nerves and even just regulating your kidneys, body's fluid balance. And so that is a benefit of sodium at the proper levels. Now, we do know that at elevated levels, that's not good. And where stress comes in, that it is pretty much two scenarios when we think about it. So one scenario is where you are not stressed, but you tend to consume a lot of salt. And what happens is over time is that the more salt you consume, I like to equate this to if you have a garden hose, and especially if you have the hose that doesn't expand until water is turned on, and then it deflates once the water is off. So you can think about your arteries, your blood vessels, as expanding, especially when you consume a lot of salts. What happens is, over time, again, that expansion by the constant consumption of sodium or salt in your blood vessels, it puts a strain on your vessels. And over time, that can cause a lot of volume to be filled. So think about it. You pretty much have all this water going through the garden hose. But if you were to have, let's say, a blockage, it could be a buildup of, I don't know, dirt. And it could be dirt mixed with mortar or even just thick grout. Let's use that grout or mortar inside of a garden hose. Now, when you think about it, it's already thick, because if that mortar or grout solidifies, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be there. Okay. It's like a brick wall. I ain't going nowhere unless you force me to go. So when you try to put water through there, what happens is, because it's already expanded, that's putting pressure on your blood vessels. And over time, when you try to push more water through, that water has to go somewhere. So if it's not able to go through, if it's going through in small amounts, what happens is it's going to start backflowing. So you can imagine inside of your body, that blood is trying to get into your heart. But if it doesn't reach your heart, then there are some serious problems. And this is where what you may, know as high blood pressure or even hypertension. And sometimes people may not realize that hypertension does not give you any signs or even high blood pressure. You could just be going about your day one day, and then the next you realize you may pass out, or you may start to have some headaches, just strong headaches that feel very painful and irritating. Even issues with your stomach, your kidneys, any other of your organs could be affected by this because of excess sodium. And so that is one side of it. And then on the other side, you have where you are stressed, okay? And so let's say you may have been dealing with life, any type of situation, and you look to sodium. And what happens is, for most people, when you are stressed, some people may tend to eat a lot of savory foods or salty foods. And that kind of is a coping mechanism, if you will. So you probably didn't know it, but it is, because when you think about it, it can cause the hypothalamus to be induced when you consume more salt. And this way, it also increases dopamine. So we know that dopamine is the feel good type of hormone, or the feeling that you get, And when you continue to consume salt and that dopamine is continually heightened, what happens is you become, again, numb to the fact that, yeah, I feel good eating this, like this is it. But inside of your body, it's like, I don't think we need to do that. Now, you may not get them signals to your brain, because your brain is kind of like, hey, it's time to turn up. Hey, it's time to get lit. But what happens is, again, is that inside of your body, it's like we need to like slow it down. Now, I'm telling you, you better slow it down. This ain't what you want. This is not what you want. And again, what happens is, in the first example, you can end up with a lot of hypertension, high blood pressure, where you can pass out. And again, that is not something that you want. So when we think about sodium and stress, there are some unique links, again, because like I said, it can have benefits, again, once you consume it in the proper amount. But if you overdo it, you can be setting yourself up for just misery. Because when it comes to, as you age, let's say you've been consuming salty foods for years, but as you age, the effects are kind of, you probably don't even notice them. But once you do notice them, and it's not a good, like, I guess, path forward. And again, it's not to say that you couldn't change, but what I am saying, a lot of damage has been done over those years. So it's kind of like you're driving a car, and that car, you've been driving it hard. Like, you've been flooring it. It's been going over 70 every time you drive it. Even when you slow down, it's going 60. You haven't really changed the brakes. The engine is crying. The gas, I don't know what the gas looks like in the car. And so you've been trying to drive this car, and it is just, one day it just kind of lets you know, like, it ain't turning on. And you try to turn, even when once you turn it on, you realize, okay, there's another problem. Okay, I fixed that. There's another problem. Because you have pretty much just worn it down by not taking care of it properly. Now, if you have a good car, you could take care of that well, and it could give you some good mileage. That is the same way with the body, people. You only have one body. And so when you put all of that stress by consuming a lot of salt, extra salt, and to give you just a practical number, I know that the Heart Association, or the American Heart Association, recommends that even, I want to say, the dietary guidelines recommends that people consume at least, or no more than 1,500 milligrams of salt a day. So no more than that. But what happens is most people consume average about 3,400. So that is a little over double the sodium intake. And so if people were to reduce that, because again, that extra, or that doubling of the sodium intake has caused a lot of health issues, continue to cause health issues. And I can tell you that from firsthand experience, not with myself, but just with people that I have known who did not make it well because of sodium intake, as well as people who have experienced that. And so this is very serious to really think about your sodium intake. And again, it's not bad. It can actually provide benefits for you when you consume it in the proper amounts. But when you don't really follow the guidelines, then you're pretty much in unknown territory. And that's not good, especially when it comes, again, to one body that you only have to take care of. So I do want to give you some ways that you can actually better manage sodium intake, because again, it can get very easy, very easily, to not track how much salt or sodium you are consuming. And again, the data is pretty much what it is. It continues to build up in terms of the statistics, the people who continue to fall, you know, to, you know, or overconsumption of sodium. And you do have people who say, you know what, I do struggle with this and I'm looking for help. But in order to get there, you have to realize, like, hey, I need to change some things. I don't know how, but I just know I at least need to change this. So when it comes down to sodium intake and, you know, ways that you can improve that, you know, I can tell you that you can start off by your diet, your nutrition. What types of foods are you incorporating? Do you incorporate a lot of processed foods, foods that you really don't know what is in them, but you just eat them? Or do you say, you know what, I'm gonna get some whole foods, whether it's vegetables, and I'm going to season them myself with some herbs, spices. I'm gonna hold off on the salt because, again, we know that salt is present in small quantities. So it's not like I'm lacking on salt. But when it comes down to it, if I can incorporate that, vegetables, let's talk about fruit. Fruit is sweet, and they have the good sugar in terms of the complex sugars versus simple sugars, in which the complex is going to allow your body to pretty much break that down over the course of the day. So those complex carbs, it's going to take a minute before it fully breaks down, whereas the simple sugar, it just hits your body just like that. Okay, it's like a sprinter going the 40 yard dash within a few seconds. Okay, and when it comes down to that, if you can incorporate those strategies when it comes to your nutrition, you are already doing wonderful. Another way you can do this is, you know, sodium can actually be excreted through your urine. So drinking a lot of water is going to help drive that extra sodium out of your body, because what happens is when you have a lot of sodium in your body, it can actually bind to the water in your body. So if you ever notice puffiness, bloating in your face or even in your hands, or even just headaches because of, you know, you may say could have been what I ate. Actually, it's a combination of what you have been eating over time, but usually sodium, because once you really allow that water to be flushed out, and this can occur again by just scaling back on the salt intake or the sodium intake, exercising, drinking water, so getting a lot of fruits and vegetables, eating a lean meal, lean meals, it actually starts to put your body in the process of draining or getting rid of that salt. And I can, again, tell you that from firsthand experience. It has happened to myself. So I don't tell you this just because it sounds good on the paper. I tell you this because it's facts, but it's also facts with myself too. And again, when it comes down to this, these are just some steps that you can take, especially if you have been accustomed to eating a lot of sodium. So again, I hope that you find this information helpful. Hope that you take some notes away from it. And again, you could know someone who may benefit from this. And if you do, feel free to share this information with them. And while you're sharing it with them, let them know that they can subscribe to our page at RawBody1212. Make sure you have already done that by hitting that like and subscribe button, because you do not want to miss the latest content that we have. So again, if you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, and also drop a comment, because I really do appreciate your feedback. It helps me to understand how I can better serve you. And it also lets me know that I am helping you in a beneficial way. So again, if you find this helpful, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Feel free to share and even, again, drop a comment. And until next time, make sure, again, you stay tuned, because next time it could be some good news that you do not want to miss. So I hope that you stay tuned. And until next time, I will talk with you later.